Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Nat Wiles.
I'm Flora.
And we are
Live Next Door.
Welcome back to another Monday.
Yo, what is wrong with him, bro?
It was right. That one was Ryan's fault. That
wasn't how?
Me. Because as soon as I said it, you were like,
yeah, boy, I'm waiting for you to
okay,
start.
Okay.
All right.
I see Shay Fish standing there like this is fucking Clubhouse. Like,
matter of fact,
like, what is going on today, man?
Yo, Matt, he said Shay looks like Clubhouse.
Yo, son, I don't, what?
I don't deserve this. I thought we were cool.
Did she not? Did she not?
One mic.
All right, y'all, listen. To piggyback off what Mouse was saying.
Yo, can we please be adults? Please.
Oh, good God. Good God.
And
it's going to be one of those today, guys.
I appreciate you guys having
Yo,
me.
Yo, come on.
Because this is something that really needs to be discussed. Mm. And I would just like to, first and foremost, shout out Ryan. Mac, thank you for having me.
Of course, Che,
appreciate you. For having me, because like this really needs to be discussed. The dialogue around this really needs to be amplified.
You know what? For the people, let's reset the room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Monday of Guys Next Door. I'm one of your moderators today. My name is M Dub. We have Mouse Jones. We have Fly Rye, Che Mills in the building.
Mac, not to cut you off, but completely cutting you off. Even though I said I don't mean to cut you off, I'm like completely cutting you off. Mm-hmm. I would like you guys to follow the greenhouse at the top. Follow all the moderators on stage.
Tip your moderators.
I really can't do this for sure.
Follow the moderators.
Like can we please act like adults? And get through this simple program we call a podcast. It's a very simple podcast. It's like an hour long, sometimes hour 15, not really 45. But can today we really get this show on the road? Because I have a life. And it's my birthday. So I like to...
It's not your birthday, bro. We have 48 hours before our birthday.
When this episode comes out, it will be my birthday.
When this episode comes out, it'll be after our birthday.
But it will still have been my birthday. It's my birthday now, then next week. Don't start with
niggas
me.
Niggas love trying to copy open Mouse History Month. Whatever. All right, let's get into it. 5, 4, 3, 2.
What are you counting for? We're already here.
We're
just
already
go in.
No, I can't.
I thought we
would. I need to regroup.
That's what I thought we were doing. Oh, fuck it. Listen, y'all have been with us for fucking 2 years at this point. Y'all know there's just going to be certain days where it don't make sense today. It don't make sense. Nothing. Absolutely nothing makes sense right now. But yep, here we are. Matt, can you blink? I want you to blink.
Wow. Nah, we really gotta restart this shit. Yeah, I'm gonna have to reconvene with y'all another day. This shit is crazy.
Well, he's just gonna have to jump back in when he jumps in. All right, we're gonna take it from here.
Miles, just start over.
Yeah, about to. And Che just text him to not to stop his. Make sure he doesn't stop his recorder.
Got it.
Okay. And 5, 4, 3, 2. Welcome back. It is another Monday, which means you are blessed by us, the guys next door, to be in our presence. You get to come to our house. You get to enjoy how good Che has the house smelling, because we don't clean up around here.
Sometimes.
I don't. So if anyone's cleaning around this house, it's definitely not me. So shout out to y'all. Appreciate that. But we appreciate you guys. So for those who've been rocking with the clubhouse, the neighborhood all this time, we appreciate you. If you're new here, grab a pamphlet. It gets crazy. But in a good way.
Absolutely.
I am Mouse Joe. That's Fly Ride. Che Mills is here. Mac Wilds is here. But he's not at the same time.
He's on his roof.
He's
in his Wi-Fi.
It's definitely not giving other weeks. Like, he's here. The devil is
here. Yeah. It's like, other weeks he really wasn't here. Like, he's not here, but he's here.
Yeah. Like, we're not covering for him. It's not like
I'm confident he will pop back up. But if he doesn't, I knew he tried.
We know he tried. Kind of like herpes, you know? It's like, it's there. But you're just waiting on the next flare up.
Dark.
Too dark?
Dark.
Okay. On a brighter note.
Okay.
Shout out to all you Kimmy Gibblers and Hakeem Campbells, you motherfuckers. I met one of you motherfuckers in real life earlier today. Delroy was his name. His name was Delroy. Met him at, I was on Tahoe's podcast. I was on So Shameless. Which y'all have heard at this point. But yes, Delroy, he was like, hey, what's going on? Big fan of the show. I'm like, oh, it's good. He was like, but I am a Hakeem. And I was like, why the fuck would you tell me that?
All right, keep that shit to yourself, bro.
Like,
asked you.
Yeah.
And first of all, Delroy, let me tell you something. I don't even know you, but I didn't even ask you to even, I didn't even want to know you. Listen, player. Nobody asked you get all my information for free. Nobody wants that. So don't do it.
Yeah, I was like, I felt like self-conscious. I was like, he was like, oh, I've been listening for 3 months. I was like, have we not impressed you in 3 months?
Do you not want to hear more?
Have we been giving you subpar for 3 months?
I'm sick of them.
Immediately, I felt like I was in a relationship. And I'm like, it's the first time she tells you, like, you ask her, like, is it good? And she's like, like, oh, bitch,
you felt offended. You felt that you took that to the heart.
Yeah, because it's like, bitch, what the fuck been going on all these other months? Ah, there you go, Macalino.
This shit is annoying.
It's all right.
Anyway,
it's all right.
We back.
We're
at the part where we talk about the people who don't put stacks on a petrol. Yeah, but we're moving through that. Sheep. Whatever they can't afford, it's all right, whatever. Just listen. I'm happy you're listening now to the free episode. That's all.
Yes, absolutely. Continue to listen, rate, subscribe, and comment for those who listen on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a nice little 5-star rating. Why? Because we're children and we need validation. Yes. Absolutely. It's that simple. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube, youtube.com, Guys Next Door Podcast. Once again, that Patreon is patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. Make sure you're following us all on social media, Guys Next Door Pod. And if you're on Twitter, use the hashtag Guys Next Door. I think that's pretty much everything. How is everybody feeling? We are now, I want to say, what are we? We are flattening this curve. Outside is smelling more and more open. Brian, I want you to watch the news. Stop fixing your eyes up every time I say something.
I was just listening to your vocabulary.
Yeah.
You select the words you selectively use.
But yes, outside is almost there. Are we excited? Are you guys excited? What is the thought process? Che, you in the middle of a pandemic. Well, first of all, let's clap it up for our lady. Nobody's clapping. That's so crazy.
Big snap. Okay. She's grown. She gets snapped. She
in the middle of a pandemic, not only did she uproot and abandon us. Well, me. I'm going to say me because you guys abandoned me. Uprooted, abandoned me, moved from New York all the way to the land of devil and cocaine.
Cocaine!
She is in L.A. And she was trooping it out there. Ran to a little rough patch for about 3 months, but is now an owner, well, not an owner, but a renter, leaser. She got her own spot, okay? And not one of those, like, L.A. girls where it's like, not a brothel. She lives in her own spot.
She got her own shit.
Che, talk to us. What has these last couple, 3 months been like just uprooting yourself in the middle of a fucking pandemic?
Well, it was actually six. I've been here since end of September, October.
Damn.
So I've been roughing it for 6 months now.
Mm-hmm. What did that like? No, I really want like, don't shortchange it. I want to talk about this.
So in all my years of moving around, what I've learned is wherever I go, there's always a rite of passage is what I call it. The first 6 months are going to be the most stressful thing you will ever experience. And then somehow, magically, month seven, everything falls into place. It happened in New York. It happened when I lived in Atlanta. Every single time. Same thing with when I was in Ohio. Same thing. So the first 6 months are fucking horrible. And then out of nowhere, everything just works out. So this is month seven. I have my own spot now by myself. I got amenities. I got two pools. Two jacuzzis, indoor and outdoor. I got a barbecue pit. I got a basketball court. I got a gym. Sure, I got a game room.
Are you wilding?
I got a tennis court.
Do you have an extra key for me?
That's what I'm wondering.
It's the extra key for me.
Oh. I'm about to pay that crib a visit when you're away.
So in that six months. First of all, what went off in your head in the middle of a pandemic where you were like, I got to get out of here and move across the country?
I was always opposed to moving to LA if I didn't have the funds to do so. But because of the pandemic and me sitting in the house all day, I had a decent amount of money just saved, sat, chilling, doing nothing. And when we were applying for, because I was supposed to be sharing an apartment with my homegirl, we now live separately because we'd kill each other, but that's different. But when we were looking in Brooklyn to get, I'll be completely honest. Together, we had $30,000 and still nobody would give us an apartment in New York. Not a single person.
Even during a pandemic,
because our incomes aren't what they consider jobs. So because I'm a freelancer, I'm a risk. And for her, she's just good with money. Like she's always been good at saving her money. So that's just money she had saved. She didn't have a job at the time. And nobody would give us an apartment. We could pay a year up front and nobody would give us an apartment in Brooklyn.
That sucks.
So someone jokingly suggested that we move to LA and a light bulb went off in my head. I was like, this might be the only time in my life I could attempt to move to LA and semi-afford it. So I did it.
Now, what have these last 6 months been like? What have they been like? Like being over there, like you said, roughing it. You've spoken about living with different people. Mm-hmm. What has it been like mentally?
Probably the lowest I've been in a very long time. My anxiety has been like beyond eating me alive the last like 6 months. Because I've as I've said before, I've never been the type of person who relies on other people, and I don't like asking for help. And that's literally what I've had to do the last 6 months, is rely on the people who are in my circle to like allow them to do what they can to take care of me, which is a struggle for me. And then also have to ask for little shit like, hey, can I borrow your car so I can go look at this apartment? Do you mind if I do this? Or like feeling like I have to tiptoe around everybody because they're going out their way to shelter me. The least I can do is try and make my presence as small as possible. And I was literally shrinking myself into insanity, is what it felt like.
Talk about that for a minute, if you can. Like, shrinking yourself into insanity. Like, there's people out there that's going to understand what you're saying, but there's people that's going to be out there and just, like, want to know. So, like, when you, what do you mean by that? When you say shrinking yourself.
As you guys know, like I was bouncing between three people. So it was two homeboys and then my homegirl once she got her spot. I've been crashing basically at each of their spots damn near equally at this point. And I'm the type of person where I'm always ultra cognizant of like how my actions affect other people. So it'll be as simple as like I would not purposefully, but subconsciously skip doing certain things because I didn't want to inconvenience them, even though it was something I needed to do, if that makes sense. So I was always putting their needs and their concerns and like me overthinking everything I do would end up messing me up on like, well, damn, I could have just did this day and it would have been easier than now, like just little shit like that, to the point where like one of my homeboys actually cussed me out. He's like, what, like, I think I asked like something small. I think I asked him if I could use a piece of garlic out the fridge. He said, bro, don't you ever fucking ask me for some food. It's in there. It's yours. Go eat. And he literally had to start telling me every day, like, did you eat today? Because subconsciously, I'm so stressed out and I don't want to bother him where like I would skip meals.
That's crazy.
Cussed me out. So like, it's something I do, but it's just me shrinking myself into insanity. It's me doing unnecessary things because I'm so worried about being a burden to those around me. I don't like feeling like a burden.
What month in the 6 months do you think was probably the roughest? Like where you...
The last two. This is the third place I applied to. The first one flat out rejected me. The second one played stupid games and then tried to bully me into paying $250 more than what I was originally told after I'd already signed and been approved and was getting ready to after I had applied, been approved, and I literally had said, just give me the apartment. That's when I'm like, oh, by the way, the price is actually $1,895 when I was originally quoted like $1,650.
That's what apartments are going for out there?
For one bedrooms? Depending on where you are.
Depending on where you are. What you want.
I was about to say, I ain't never heard no shit that low down there. Well, okay.
That's also why I was able to make the move to LA. The coronavirus severely hit like the apartments and places are going like $400 or $500 cheaper than what they were 2019.
Yo, on the low, this spot's in like downtown in the city that are like going 15, for like 13, 14, 15.
Like
you could get in Manhattan. Upscale. Yeah.
Yeah, they need that bread.
So what relationships do you think you probably leaned on the most during this time?
I'll say more my two homeboys really in different ways. Like one of them, like it's bad to the point where his family now cusses him out if he don't bring me to the house. That's how close I am with them now. Like I'm mom's birthday is coming up and I was told I have to be there.
So the reason I asked is just because it just coincides. Today we want to talk about, you know, platonic friendships and how important they are.
Okay.
And like the I don't even want to say it's an attack, right? Like the other day, everybody on Twitter seen the post where the two people dressed up and were like, oh, normalized, dressed up, friendly. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, bitch, you're just the same. Bitch, if we're going out to eat, it's not a date. You're my friend, and I'm wearing the same sweats I've had on all day.
Mm. Absolutely.
Thanks. You'll be fine. But that did begin, you know, that weird conversation amongst people about what platonic friendships look like. Are they even possible? And I clearly, you are showing us that they are. You know, I don't. Obviously, we all are platonic friends, but you know, we're also business partners and work together and things of that nature.
Yeah. So
there's that. But yeah, so I wanted everyone to weigh in about what is a platonic friendship in 2021? Is it possible between two attractive people?
I believe so.
Yeah.
If both people are attractive, if both people are deemed attractive.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But I will also admit that. So I have somewhere strictly.
Hold on. Wait. Stay on one side. Stay on one side.
No.
It seems like you're trying to double dutch into both in front of both dips. I hear
it. No, I'm saying that I've played both sides. So, like, I do have certain homeboys who are strictly platonic to me. And I do have situations where I have caught feelings for certain other platonic friends.
Are they still platonic if you catch feelings and nothing happens?
That's a good question.
I say yes.
I would say yes too.
I think I would say yes as well. What is the longevity on that friendship? That's my question.
See, this is where it gets tricky, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's the same. There isn't a specific time on it, right? And the reason why I say that is because I think there's some friendships that I had that started platonic, ended up not being platonic. Tried to get platonic again, didn't work. And then there are some that were platonic, niggas have feelings, and we really decided that we were better as friends and nigga aces since then. But
whenever I hear the word platonic, I want to rhyme it with bubonic, stetsasonic, melodic. I don't know, maybe because I grew up in the 90s and...
You sound like you grew up in the 70s, Mouse. That's
now nah, I'm trying to rhyme like Keith Murray. Plutonic, bubonic, bonic, ironic, bubonic.
In other words, you don't believe it.
Basically, yes.
In other words, exactly. You don't know what it means.
So, what about you, Mouse? Like, I know you have a plethora of platonic friends.
So, like, there's platonic friends, and then there's just like friends I ain't smashed yet. Like, so. Like there's like yeah like that to me that's the difference. Like there's a difference.
You just think the time didn't come yet.
It just ain't happened. Like niggas ain't pressed the button yet. You know. Yeah. So I think those are different, right? I think you gotta approach each of those different. You can't approach them the same, right? So your platonic friends, you already know that's your.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Is that made that way based on the criteria of let's say? That was your friend's ex-girlfriend, or that was
they fall in that category.
That's one.
Got it.
Another you. One is, I mean, that's really the main one.
But like that when I so me personally, when I hear the term platonic friends, that's not a yo, what's good, yo, seen you at the spot, yo, what's good, oh, we chilling tonight. No, like when I think platonic friends, I'm thinking. This my nigga, just they have a vagina. Like this my nigga, you feel what I'm saying? Like that's what I'm thinking. Like, and I think all my closest friends are probably women. Like Killer, Dodge. Cam,
that's what I was about to ask. Who is your top?
Those are my three. They know, like, and they're all a group, right? Like.
Like, yeah, like they're all a group. Like, I introduced all of them. Well, not all of them. I introduced two of them to the other one. And now they're tight as hell. Like, so yeah, those are, and when I say those are my, like, those niggas know the passwords. They know where the guns is at. They know where, they know my kids, my parents. They know, like, there's nothing about me they don't know.
So you're trying to say those are the only three that's off limits?
Yeah.
Completely.
But they're not even what you for me?
For you, yeah. That's what I'm talking about for you.
Ugh, not even a thought.
No, but that's what I'm saying. No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, those are the three that's like, nah, never. But then
that, those are the three that are actually platonic versus
those the are ones the three that just I don't even think. Those are the three that I don't even think of in that nature. Like, it's not even a thought. Like, think of it. Yeah, then there's, yeah, but I think.
It's like tiered. It's like D1, D2.
Yeah, like I think, but like I said, the ones, the friends.
Emphasis on the D, huh? Yeah.
Oh, God.
There's tiers to this. I get it.
But yeah, like I think the ones, right, I think even.
It's your schools and your reach schools.
Yeah, I think the ones that fall into that weird criteria of like, not even weird, like I said, just fall under that guise of, you're my friend just because we haven't done anything yet, right? Like, the opportunity hasn't arisen yet. I don't even think you consider those, like, I'm not, like, you don't pour your heart out to those people. You don't sit down and have deep esoteric conversation with those. That's just happening.
Run that back. Run that one back.
Good word. Oh, that's a really good word. It's a really good word.
It's very rare that I don't know a word that you've said, so I really want to know what that means.
He said those are the people that work on like the facials and stuff.
Right? No. I think we should start doing this whenever we hear like one of those Ryan Leslie word of the days, because it's not the other guy anymore. We need to give it, like, we need to give everybody the definition of it. Esoteric, an adjective. Intended for or likely to be understood by only a small number of people with a specialized knowledge or interest.
You ain't mean to say that. You ain't mean to say that, nigga. you heard.
May I get back to my
point? Where you heard that at? Where you heard that word from?
Yo, Chase said he reads.
Thank you very much.
Saying, like, those aren't the people you do. Those aren't the people you do those things with. Like, it's just, I think those are the people that, like I said earlier, oh, we at the club, you know, we're at, God, I can't believe I'm saying it. Like, oh, we're at Last Lap. Oh, I see you. I couldn't think of anything other. It's New York and right. Shut everything down. Right. But yeah, like you're there and you see them and you're like, yo, what's good? And you're chilling. But you know, you ain't pressed it. She ain't pressed it. It's regular. So, you know, yo, what are you? It's never nothing. So
it could go left. It could go left anytime.
Shit, on the left of who? It should go right where it should be.
Hey, yo, Rod, what about you, man? You have do you have any platonic friends that are of the other sexual orientation?
I'll say it
was gender.
There we go.
When I was younger, I don't think I really understood it. Like, I was like, how? How could this be possible? How could I be attracted to you? You'd be attracted to me, and we can only be friends. So it was, I guess it took a while, but then I realized, like, it gotta happen. Like, in order for you to be a better person, I feel like you got to be able to put those friend categories on the people, like, and that's it. Like, that's all it'll be. That's what it is. And I guess, like, when it first happened to me, it was like college. Like, one of my homegirls, like one of my best friends now, we met randomly on campus or whatever. And she just always like looked out, like, what you need, like, you need this, you need that. And then she just tell me things about girls and all types of stuff. So it was more like a sister bond. And that's when I was like, all right, this shit really exists. And then, you know, I won't say names, but Mac, you know what I'm talking about. That crew was like really friends, like cool. And people to this day, they'd be like, so you're not, like, they'll see pictures like, you're not doing this with them. I'm like, nah, like, I'll be real with you. As you grow up and you understand, if you you realize, like, if you have attractive female friends, you only are going to be surrounded by attractive women in general. So don't necessarily have to talk to everything that's around.
That's
so I got older, I started understanding that. And then I just realized, like, that's what I should have been doing. Like, instead of chasing, I should have just chilled and found more friends.
Yeah, it's one of those you live and you learn type situations.
Facts.
I think I grew up in a household full of women, right? So, you know, like the only guys that were really in the house were me, my older brother, and my dad. Like, but I had my sisters, I had my, you know, and Nev wasn't always home. So, and my pops was always working. So it was really me in the house with my sisters, my mom, my aunts would come over. I had my cousins over there. It was always a bunch of women. It was like all of my, like a majority of my cousins are women. And, you know, you get a chance. I realized very early on the importance of speaking to women and I guess just knowing, like understanding their mindsets, right? Which kind of led to me being like, all right, cool. Like I could have girls that are homegirls. So even in high school, you know, well, the year that I went,
yeah, what?
The year that I actually went, you know,
imagine that both me and Mac never went to high school.
I know, it's crazy. It's crazy. And only one of us graduated with a Regents diploma.
What that mean? Like it's only getting like a certain region?
Oh, no, no, no. Don't worry about
don't
it.
Worry about it. Don't worry about it. I heard you had too much.
Don't worry about it.
What was you saying, Mac?
Don't worry about it.
I feel like that wasn't very platonic of you.
No, but like I think I've just started to kind of understand start to understand the boundaries. It wasn't until I got a little older that I found who I consider, you know, somebody who is my best friend, Cece. You know, we've had ups, we've had downs, we've had times we don't chop with each other, we've had times where we don't bang with each other at all. You know, CC is my see that, like, when I talk about like somebody who I know has helped me down, I know somebody like I don't have to worry about nothing when it comes to her. Like that's like everything you want, anything you need from a best friend is from her. Like just like you said, Mouse nigga, my nieces, when I was raising my nieces, they call her Uncle Cece. Like that's my ace. If there was ever a time that Mac Wilds was down, she made sure that nobody else knew about it. She ran the play. It was and she's always been like that, man. Like that's my heart.
Okay, so think of your close platonic friend or your closest platonic friends, whatever, however that works, right? How did that bond form?
For me, the bond formed out of us hating each other. Like, we really didn't like each other. She just was a fucking loudmouth who just
was,
still is.
Watch your mouth.
Still is.
Let me give you the stage.
Go ahead.
Please.
Got it.
Yeah, I want Mac and Fly Rider to understand something. About Cece?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It can happen. You know what I mean?
Hey, so listen.
Always remain respectful.
Of course. My bad.
She did not one of them.
With me and Cece, it started off because we like Matt, like she hated me. She didn't bang with me. And she didn't bang with me as a person, but she banged with my art. So she was like a fan of like the acting and all of this stuff, but more of a like, yo, he's really dope. And we had mutual friends. Once we actually kind of got in contact with each other, we realized we didn't really like
have a reason to not like each other.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, all right, you actually kind of cool. And then
really? Nigga shit.
It was, yeah. And then the biggest thing was, no matter, you know, no matter how much I was trying to get into, what I was trying to get into, she was always ahead of me. Like on some, like, if I'm talking about everything, if it came to like, if it came to parties, nigga, she's the one on some like, all right, I could call over there and get you situated. When I first moved down to Miami and I'm trying to figure out, trying to find some shorties and all of that. All right, you know, I was down there with Young Money. Let me call a few people. I'm going to have somebody sent up to your apartment. Wild shit. Or some like, nigga, like.
You got a friend in me.
Nigga. She was. When I tell you. And what she like, she's like, yeah, you know, these are some like, some little joints I used to mess with. I'm like, you used to mess with. Son, this is my heart. I fucked with Cece because she was more of a nigga than I was. And I needed her to show me how to be more of a nigga.
Mm.
Yeah, that was me. Mouse, I've been wanting to know this story for a long time.
Oh man, here we go.
Give me the story of you and Dash.
Oh man, okay. So I would be remiss if I gave you the story of Dodge and didn't give the story of Killer, right?
I was about to say, I feel like Killer's a better story.
So Dodge, I met Dodge in 2014 when I had, you know, that started the transition of getting in out the street, and I was doing He-Man Woman Haters Club at the time. And everything was still on Long Island for me. So we had met through Twitter because she used to mess with Bonzi, one of my old co-hosts. So like she was always on my timeline. So we was cracking jokes. So I just hit her one day. I'm like, yo, you mad funny. Yo, come do the podcast. Mind you, she in Best Eye. She like, and on Long Island, I'm like, where? She's like, all right, bet, I'm taking the train. That right there was like, oh, that's gangster. Like
you love the energy. You gotta love the gangster. Energy.
Like, I'm gonna pick you up from the train. I literally picked Dodge up from the train, from the Central Islip train station in 2014. And we've been inseparable since that day.
I love it.
Like literally been inseparable since that day. Like I have to remember that I had technically met her through a nigga she used to talk to. Cause I'm like, nah, like this is my nigga, bro. Like Dodge is really I was really prepared to sit and just podcast forever and try and figure it out. Dodge was the one like, yo, I got to introduce you to Vox. I got to introduce you to Tax. I got to introduce you to Cash. Shout out to Cash Facts. All these people who, you know, were so instrumental in me getting to where I am today. Never would have had none of that without Dodge, you know, just really set. Because I was, at that time, I was just like I am now. I'm like, I'm not coming out the house for no reason. Nigga, I could just do this.
That's a fact.
Like my nerves are really bad. I don't like being at the house. So she was like, "Yo, my nigga, you just gotta come outside. That's all you gotta do is come outside." And then literally came outside, and then you know up from there. But she's been with me. I'm talking about like at my lowest of lows. Dodge paid my phone bill at one point for like 4 or 5 months.
Nigga,
Dodge knows like
that's love.
Yeah, like. Knew I didn't have it, I knew what I would do to get it. She was just like, nah, you got chill. Like, nah, I got you. And that's what I think I take into account more, right? Like, for a woman to have a homeboy who they won't let get in their own way.
Son, what?
That's Killer and Dodge, right? Because with Killer, I met Killer because I was talking to her homegirl.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out that she was talking to my homeboy.
Ooh. So perfect setup.
So I was like, It's late. So, you know what I mean? So I had stopped talking to homegirl. Her and my homeboy kept at it for a few more months. But nigga, like, just, yo, what you doing? Yo, I'm going over here. Yo, pull up. Yo, I'm over here. Like, same thing with Killer. Killer has filled many voids, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, and she's also, like, literally the nicest person.
Yeah.
In life, like,
it's kind of ridiculous. A lot of times I'll be on some, like, yo, it's that Southern hospitality shit, but yeah, she got a little extra sprinkle, like, on that.
Her, she has a cousin that, like, looks exactly like her. I'm like, these niggas gotta be from Satan, bro. They're too perfect. Like, they're like two of the most, you're like, nah, there's no way. What the fuck is going on? But nah, like, that's really my dog. Like, mm-hmm. I will shed blood and tears over those two. And then there's Cam. You can't forget Cam. Cam and Dodge are tight. But yeah, like, I mean, I lived with Cam at a point, and she wouldn't take rent money from me. You know what I'm saying? She was like, nah, nigga, like, fuck you talking about? Like, those three have my heart, like, no matter what. And I, you know, Ryan, you go ahead, because then it's a point that I want to make. So you go ahead, Ryan.
What is the original question?
Just your best, like, that best friend, that platonic.
How did that
best friend? How did it start?
For me, it was, I moved around a lot, y'all know. Like, I lived in a whole bunch of places. So for me, it was just always, it wasn't like, I'm not going to say I expected like a lifetime, like, of a best friend from a lot of people. And when it came to guys or anybody. So it would just be more for, like, when in college, like, my homegirl Ashley, she was from East Chicago. But like I said, when I met her, it was just like, what you need, I got you. Like, I know you're not from out here. I know you can't see your family as much. Like, yo, come to my crib. My mom's loving you. But, like, everything was just, there was no hold back. Like, it was like, yo, you cool. Like, you don't have to do nothing. We don't have to do this. Nothing. There's no, like, nothing on the table you got to do. But I got your back type shit. And I was just like, damn. I wasn't really used to that at all. And from there, that's where I put the line for, like, if you're going to come in my life and just be, like, my homie, like, and we notice what it is, there's certain things that I expect, because there's certain things I'm going to do for you that you might not think of, or you might not even have a do for you that's not fucking, feel me? Like, there's a whole bunch of things that, even when I was younger, I'd be like, I'd never do that for a girl that I'm not, like, fucking with. And now that I'm older, it's like, nah. I would do that for a lot more girls that I'm not fucking with than I would the joints that I'm fucking with. Like, that's what I need in my life right now. I need stability, and I need people that's there for me rather than what I could bring to the table for them.
Can I speak on mine?
Yeah. Please.
No, I'm not, because I know you have a point to make, so I wanted to squeeze it in before you flip the script, Mouse. But so for mine, we weren't even that close in high school. Like, we had the same circle of friends, and our circle is, like, it spreads across 2 years of like 2010, 2011, but 2 years, and it's like 20 of us. So me and him were never exactly close, but at one point I dated his best friend. When I moved to Cincinnati for college, not that I lost touch with people, but I'm kind of like Ryan, where it's like I move around a lot, or I've moved around a lot, so, like, people check on me via social media usually, but no one really hits my phone. And he just started reaching out to me. Like, he'd be like, oh, you, how's Cincinnati? How's this, that, and this, that, and the third. And then I'm also the type of person, as you guys know, I don't ask for help for anything. Mm-hmm. So it got to the point where he could peep my moods, and he would be like, did you eat today? I'd be honest and I'd say no. And he'd literally send me money. He'd be like, go to the grocery store, get you some groceries. If you need anything else, let me know.
They ain't never tried it.
No.
That is a platonic. We're talking about the platonic.
Yes, yes. But I also have to say that, because to a certain degree, there's certain aspects of a situation where I don't feel like there is such thing. So I can go on that tangent too, but that's why I had to say that, because there's a lot of factors in it that I believe a nigga would not be a best friend with somebody. So
this is someone who I would genuinely catch a bullet for. He actually just asked me to be the godmom to his first kid. So like, wow. I'm mad hyped about that. I'm about to go home to, I'm supposed to be taking his shorty's maternity photos and stuff, but I can't make the gender reveal, but I'm definitely going home for the baby shower. Like, that is somebody who I,
you're not gonna, I literally felize, switched her. Right? Hmm? You're not going to wear the felines to the,
she better not.
They
she
better don't not. Exist anymore.
Not she even, better burn them.
They do exist. The they oh. do exist.
No, no. I'm saying they didn't make they the move. They never left New York. They right. never
they're
left.
They're waiting for you.
They're not.
On a touchdown, they at LaGuardia.
Yo, you're going to get land at LaGuardia. They're going to be there, pick you right. up with the line and say, Jay Mills.
Welcome back.
I hate Welcome you guys. Back, baby. So much. Oh, I hate you guys so much.
We don't die, we multiply. Hey.
So, Mouse, hey. Talk to us. What you talk about?
Okay. So I want to add, so you know the same way in dating where we say, you know, we always yell the benefits of a good woman, you know, having a good woman, what did that do? And, you know, when we talk about in successful or maybe even sometimes failed relationships, the type of man, that woman that you dated made you. Are we perceptive or aware enough to acknowledge the change effect that our platonic friends have on us? Because yes. They're still opposite gender. So are we self-aware to know that? And if you are, what are some of those changes or those ways that the people have influenced your life?
Re-ask that question in a condensed way. Because I know.
Well, it was a two-part question. The first part of the question was, are we self-aware enough to acknowledge how a platonic friend can have an effect on our lives? That's the part we answer.
Yeah. I'll jump in first. Yeah,
He was already talking. I'll go second. I just wanted to hear you.
Right. Yes. I don't think I was at first, though. I think it's something I had to kind of grow into. But yes, very much so. You know, a lot of times when it comes to a woman in your life or a best friend, or anybody who's influential, not all the time are they the hero in your situation. Not all the time are they the, you know, not all the time are they the person who's gonna, you know, say yes, that this is, yes, you should do that. Oh my God. Sometimes they're not a cheerleader. Sometimes they're, you know, they're trying to push you towards something better. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're trying to push you towards something greater. And growing sucks. Growing hurts, you know, that's why they call it growing pains. Mm-hmm. And to have that person who's helping you grow, you know, you guys are gonna fight. There was a lot of times me and Cece would get into a fight and I would realize, or I'd look back afterwards, maybe months afterwards, and kind of see like the wrong I've done in it. Same with her, right? You know, there's certain times that we fought that after months or after weeks or months of us not talking or whatever, she'd call me and be like, you know what? I was wilding. And I had to kind of sit back and think about it and understand what I was doing wrong. But, you know, I think everybody needs that something. Sometimes it isn't your woman. Sometimes it isn't, you know, the person that you're dealing with at the time or, you know, even somebody that's in your family. Sometimes you need somebody who is that platonic friend, you know, be it male, female, whoever, that can be that mirror that you need to actually see what the fuck is going on with you. And I can honestly say that Cece was that quite a bit. As many times as she's helped me out and looked out and made sure I was good, there was a lot of times that she kicked me in my ass about just the shit that I was doing wrong.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'll say that my platonic friends, especially, well, my platonic male friends, they are the only reason why I can say, like, I hate all men jokingly, if that makes sense. So it's kind of shaped it. They are the only reason why I do actually believe that there's good men out there, because I see it. Like, one of the homeboys who housed me, mm-hmm. went through a really bad breakup. And in the middle of this breakup, he literally says, my shorty just moved out. You need a place to stay. Crash here. You can take my bedroom. I will sleep on my couch for as long as you need. In the middle of this, like, his shorty of 3 years just woke up one day, broke up with him type shit. He's going through that. And his first thought is to help me. Like, that's wild to me. And just the different things I've had various homeboys do for me shows me that there is intelligence to you creatures. It exists. It exists, and it's not, I shouldn't have to beg for it. There are men out there, whether you're fucking them or not, who are willing to do for you because that's what they want to do, and they care for you genuinely. Not because it's a transactional exchange of any sort. They do it because they want to.
Before anyone asks, ask a question to you in that regard. Are you, two parts. One, for you, Che, is there, are you at your cutoff limit with platonic male friends? Like, are you like, I don't need no more male friends? Like,
that's a good question.
You pull up, nigga, either I'm fucking with you or you a regular nigga, but you're not my friend. And if so, as a woman, as a black woman in this atmosphere we're in today with niggas being niggas, are you weary of a platonic friend? Like, if a nigga comes up to you on some friendship, are you automatically giving them the side eye? Like, what are you here for, nigga? You trying to
No. If you come to me in a platonic fashion, like, I thoroughly enjoy it. I like being privy to behind the curtain because, you know, we swap stories, we do all that. So it's like I get to understand more of how men think and compare it to how women think, which is why I feel like even though I am a highly emotional individual, I can actually sit back and be like, all right, well, I'm taking this to heart just because my feelings are hurt. But I guarantee he didn't even realize. He had no idea. It's not that deep to him. So maybe I, instead of going off the handle like I would, I could sit back and be like, yeah, I'm just being a woman. That nigga don't care.
You know what? You bring up a really good point. You bring up a really good point that I want to touch on, because I feel like this is a part of, you know, the having platonic friendships that always gets tricky. What is a platonic friendship? How does that work within relationships?
I was going to say something about this, but I did not want to.
It's a question, right? Within our platonic relationships.
Okay.
You know, this is somebody, you know, this is our best friend. This is our, or this is mm-hmm. our homeboy. This is our homegirl, whatever. But now you have somebody that you're fucking with. And we all know what they all say, you know, especially on, you know, on, mm-hmm. on the Twitter and all, and you know, the all on the internet, niggas be on something like, yo, my girl can't have no friends. my nigga can't have no friends. I'm his friend. How do we feel? How do you feel about that?
Love that. Come get me. Come get me out the streets. Wow. Love that.
The toxic man.
It's just the toxicity.
Kick my friends out. Ain't no friends. You right, boo.
I expect it at this point. I mean, it doesn't hurt as bad as it used to. No. I'm talking about like my male friends when they do get girlfriends. I expect to not hear from them. I expect to get put on the cutting block.
I'll say this: going into my future, whenever the ship happens that way, if I have friends that are like best friends, girls, whatever, and they're just that's what they are, they will be introduced very early when it comes to that. Just so it's like, just so they know what it is. It's like setting boundaries. Like, if this is before me, I can't, there's just be no new. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I feel like Mouse agrees with me with this. Like, after me, these new, to meet my new, who, what, how? Like, now, but before, it's cool. I'm
30. We 30 plus, boo.
What are we doing? What are we doing here? Like, I think we're good on everything. I think.
Yeah, the friends you got, I want the friends you had to be the same friends you had when you was ugly, bitch. These niggas are trying to
get you look what? Like
fuck out of here, bitch.
Oh, my God.
They wasn't here then. Why they here now?
Yeah, listen, it's funny you said that because I've heard it all. I've heard it all down to I have been accused at times of treating my friends differently or even better. I mean, we could talk. Brother, man, you want to talk? We could talk.
Hey, that's listen.
Do I smell violence?
No, ain't no violence.
It's no violence. It's no violence.
It's guns out.
But if you want to pop off.
It's no violence. But what I'm gonna say is,
on your chest, get it off.
All I'm gonna say for security reasons is that therapy is an amazing tool that I think everyone should implore everyone should look into for their separate relationships.
Let me ask you this for only out of service. Only out of a service, is there any way you can discuss what you're getting at without putting yourself in trouble? Only as a service to, like, outside of us joking around, like, only as a service to people who could be going through what we're entering.
I would say, you know, it's simple, you know, and you know, I'm not talking about any relationship in particular, but you know, having a platonic friendship can cause problems within your household, whether it's boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever. You know, having a platonic friendship, if they don't necessarily mesh, and everybody doesn't mesh, right? If they don't necessarily mesh, they will always find a way or a reason to, like, just not vibe or not fuck with each other, or, oh, I gotta listen to my homegirl because my homegirl said I shouldn't let you, or you know, my homegirl said if I was you, I would have checked that bitch, and you know, all of this other shit. So it gets tricky. It just gets any type of relationship, I think, with anybody, you know, until you. And this is just me guessing, right? Because, you know, I don't have the answers. But until you figure out how to strip the ego from relationships, to pull yourself out of it to where you understand that you're not, when you're in a relationship, I used to always have this quote on my computer. It's love is like a flower, like, right? Love is very much like a flower. Where if you really say that you love it, you sit back and you watch it grow and see what it turns into. Because as soon as you pick it, it ceases to be what you loved, and it turns into it starts to whittle and die, wither and die. So you know, love is always about appreciation. It's not about possession. And I think once you figure that out, once you realize that relationships, love, everything, those, it's not about, it's not a possession-based thing. It's really an appreciation-based thing based on who you are, and really strip your ego out of it. Because I think you start to wind up getting into a better place. Again, and I'm just guessing, you know, we look at these things and we're like, we look at relationships a lot of times, and it's I feel this way, and I can't think any other way, because I was raised this way, because this is just the way that you're supposed to do things, or this is the way that society feels, or I can't rock with this because I feel like my position is being encroached upon. When in all actuality, and this is just how it's worked for me, you know, the cooler that you play it, the more understanding you are, the better off you always wind up. But
mm-hmm. Yes, there's a line. And we'll get to that, I guess, after. But mm-hmm. does your relationship with your platonic friend, and obviously we're talking about, we're all heterosexual men, so we're talking about women, Chase talking about men. If there is a level, what level of your relationship with your significant other, when does that begin to dictate how the relationship with your platonic friend now operates?
It depends on the person, right?
You're very good.
Hey, Mouse Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
You're good at this.
Understand, you're listening to Mouse Jones.
He's not here. Me,
I'm here. I'm here.
Wall. He talked to me about this shit.
I'm here every Monday and Thursday.
I think it depends on the person, man. You know, as much as I want to say, you know, they can start dictating their marriage. You know, depending on the person, niggas would feel like, yo, I got to listen to my girlfriend, or I got to listen to the girl that I'm talking to. But if you're asking me my opinion, I think it should always be a conversation. I don't think it should be a dictation. That's my thoughts. I think whenever it comes to something with somebody else, because I know myself, I'm not going to dictate who you hang out with. I'm not going to dictate to you how you rock and whatever.
But you're going to expect some type of.
I don't even expect it. Mm-hmm. How you rock is how you rock. If I didn't have full trust in you, I wouldn't have gotten to any.
If you got to that point, it's like I knew this was you, and this is what I decided to go to.
But Matt, in your situation, Christina has a homeboy, they've been friends forever, best friend, road dog.
Yep,
that's your wife now.
Yep.
So whatever their interaction was prior.
Or can he text that after midnight?
Right. Because when y'all didn't have a household together, when y'all wasn't raising a family together, mm-hmm. pretty sure he texted whenever, yo, what's up? Oh, I'm doing this. Da, 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 da. They can hang out. If she's hanging out with said friend until 6 a.m, walking mm-hmm. in the house, is that okay?
I'm going to keep it a bone. She has a couple of homeboys that I know that I'm on some like, oh shit, that's Day Day, FaceTime. Yo, what's good? Oh, that's your niece. Yo, chop with his niece. Like, it turns to me. It's like now with marriage, I think again we look at these things still from a possession base. Yo, you can't do that because you're my girl. Nah, you can't do that because you're my wife. When in all actuality, if you think about what marriage actually is, it's the union of two people, which means me and you are the same person, which means your friends got to be my friends now. So I'm respecting your friends the same way I would respect my friends.
That gets a little murky, you know?
I gotta, but again, you have to trust.
Because, yeah, you're one unit. But your friends are your friends.
Exactly.
My friends are my friends.
No, of course.
I have a safe space. You have a safe space. Mm-hmm. So you're saying
you want to merge? Are those things that
I feel like?
No, he's saying like he treats them as family.
Exactly. I have to have the respect.
Even a hoe ass friend.
Oh, nigga, the hoe ass friend is my homegirl. Is my homegirl. Just in case,
she needs to know where she at all time.
Yo, I'm not even gonna say her name. Hey, such and such, you good? Hit her on the DM every now and then. Yo, I put up a dope quote. She hits me up. Oh my god, I don't even think. Nah, son, get in your bag. So now she hits Christina up. Oh my god, yo, he's so inspirational. Mm-hmm. I got you. We're gonna talk. Yeah, I got you. But it's to me, it's a respect thing, right? It's a okay.
Would you be that cool? And this is for everybody. Would you still be that? Because y'all all seem to agree with Mac. Would everyone still be that same in that same agreement if your girl was the whole ass friend?
Hold on.
You knew that before you made me your girl.
That's exactly. See, that's what I'm about to say. I knew you was the whole ass friend when you started doing that little thing with your tongue. And I was like, hold on, wait a minute. How you know that? I only seen that on Pornhub. And that's like on page 53. Like, how you know
I liked it? How you knew it? How you knew I liked it?
What are you touching?
Bitch, get your tongue out of that.
Hold on. We gotta relax. This is about to turn into horrible decisions. This is about to turn into fucking
Wizzle.
Shout out Wizzle, man. I the question came up even with a platonic friend that she has that she had feelings for. And again, the conversation almost took a left. I had to really sit back.
It would be a left, all right.
I had to really sit back and think, like, okay.
Why I order?
I was like, all right. My thought process when it comes to her, when it comes to anything about that, you know, niggas could say whatever they want. You know, at the end of the day, niggas are going to be niggas. Bitches are going to be bitches. And I don't want to call them bitches. Women are going to be women.
Well, you were talking about bitches. You weren't talking about women.
Very true. You know, shout out to Jay-Z. You know, there's a difference. I just really had to be like, you know what? If that's how you feel, I don't have to agree with everybody. I don't have to be cool with every nigga that you know and all of that. You telling me that you and this nigga is cool, cool. Like I have the nigga's not coming in my house and fucking you. Like you not going out and seeing a nigga. So in all actuality,
I want to fight. Now I want to fight.
I'm like, listen, that's how you feel. Like that, if I trust you, the person that I am, I trust you until you give me a reason not to.
Mm. Bingo.
I'm gonna give you all of that rope. Listen, I'm gonna give you all that rope. Don't hang yourself.
And that's the best way to go.
That's the best he was talking to me. I looked around.
Dude, that's what I was trying to say. Can I say something? Is he staring? But I hope it's not at me. But
I know he was like talking. I was like, oh my god, man.
All right.
Oh my days.
Child.
But yeah, no, I think it's this conversation. One is super needed because I see how weird the young niggas are, and I see how weird, and I see how young-minded the older niggas are. Like, there's niggas our age who I seen really showing how ignorant they was over this super stupid topic, right? This topic was stupid. No, bitch, I'm not getting fucking dressed up. to take you anywhere. I'm not doing it. You know why? Because I don't get dressed up to take anybody anywhere.
You're going to get these motherfucking Nike techs.
The fuck, bitches, you know? But the reason, but I kept saying niggas, but I kept seeing the same thing. Oh, if I'm not fucking you, what? I'm not even. And so I'm like, you dirty ass nigga don't have no friends that you don't put your dick in.
Facts.
You don't try and put your dick in. Like,
scary.
What the fuck are you doing? Like, do you know how important it is just to have that energy around? You know, how necessary that energy is to have around, to have someone who wants to see better, who is still a woman, so they're going to have those certain attributes. It's like,
I feel like with males in all age ranges, a lot just haven't come across that friend. So they don't feel like it's possible. And they're like, nah, it's not. Because they go on everything thinking like, oh, she looks good. I got to pursue it in that way. And if she rejects me, we can't be cool. And in fact, like, everything ain't for you. Like, I'll be real with you. An old nigga told me, and I still hear it. And I believe it. But it's like, yo, it's not as much pussy as you get, as much pussy as you turn down. And it sounds crazy, but then again, it doesn't. Because it's just saying, like, everything ain't for that. Like, you can't do that with everyone. Like, you can't share yourself to that degree with every person. Like, so when I say that, it's like younger people are not going to get it, and older people who aren't taught are not going to learn it. So yeah. I guess it takes us in that middle ground to like flip the switch, which I feel like we have, as us three have learned to do that very well. It's just not for everybody. But I also feel like everybody just hasn't met that person or attempted to even open that door to meeting that person.
Matt, you were, and I don't know, it's very weird. Like, we find a way to match each other in these spaces. So you were transparent earlier about something. So now I'm going to be transparent about something.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Fuck it. I'm going to be transparent about two things. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask anybody, has anyone been accused of treating their platonic friend or friends better or different than their significant other?
Absolutely.
Chase says no. Max says yes.
I've been in a situation where it's not that I treated them better, but it was like, you want to chill with them more than me. Like, that's how come I'm not one of those comparing situations.
But never saying you treat.
I don't feel like it was a treat, but it was something in between the lines of that, but not that. It was like, how come you don't bring me, or you don't want me to chill with them, with y'all? Like, it was just being jealous of something I had with them and didn't have with them.
So I've heard that multiple times. I'll tell you one specific situation. Me and Shorty getting ready to go out, do something, right? Now, I don't think, like, mind you, like, you know, it's very important to add to the story that Shorty does not need me or my dollars for Nathan, and made it known from day one, right? Like, I'm here because I want to be here. I don't need you. All of that. So I was like, cool. So my homegirls, who I already explained at the top of this episode, you know, have been there for me in ways that money will never be able to repay. So, you know, we're getting ready for the day, getting ready, make sure you're ready. My homegirls hit me. They at brunch. I said, oh, what y'all niggas doing? I'm talking to them like I talked to them, like, what y'all little dirty niggas doing? Oh, okay. I see niggas out. Oh, y'all at brunch. Oh, okay. I see y'all trying to be better. I said, I just was like, all right, I'm about to go. How much the bill? And he told me, so I sent it to him. I sent him like $100. I'm crazy, $100. You would have thought I sent like $1 million.
Of course. Because the argument is worth that much.
You never do that for me. Did you say you don't need me?
as much as you possibly can, you constantly tell me you don't need me.
And I was just sitting here. And then, like, I think probably, like, some other situation. Now, mind you, I am very protective, overprotective at times with my homegirls and things that need. So I probably heard that same narrative a couple more times. Mind you, these are the same homegirls. Ain't no new ones. These are the ones. And when we were talking about it earlier, I introduced off rip. I'm talking about probably within the first two. I might pull up with them on the second date. Like, like, that's how early you meet them. Like, it's naughty. I don't ever want you to catch off guard because
it's no point.
It's no point because I don't even operate in my opinion. I don't think I operate them with them in a way that would ever have to change. And if it did, I probably would.
When I picked her on him.
Yeah, no, I would. Yeah, I'm picking them. Yeah. The thing I want to be transparent about, because I had a question that I have written down. The question is there a specific way to deal with conflict with a platonic friend of the opposite sex? And the reason I said that is because I am in, and haven't been in the, you know what? Can I be the listener letter today?
Oh, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, for anybody who doesn't know, if you have a listener letter, you know, please, if you have a listener letter at home, you guys know what to do. Hit us up, guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. And, you know, ask us a question. It doesn't have to be a relationship question, but if it is, if you do have a relationship question, we need you to send pictures of you and your suitor or suitors. And Mouse Jones can explain why. Mouse, why do we need pictures of them and their
suitors? Because in 2021, I never want to give advice to a black man that's dating a white woman.
Not the same advice. No. Not any advice at all.
No advice at all.
I need to see this picture immediately. If you are proud of your white wife like the coach of UNC, then I don't want to parts. What the fuck it is? You got to go in the fuck along. If you used to get your peaches out in California, go to fucking hell, okay?
Oh, my God. Okay, so today's listener letter, we actually have a young man. I think he – so crazy. I think he – he put his actual name on here. His actual name is Mouse Jones. Let's get into this letter.
He got to say he put his actual name on here. Hey, guys. Longtime listener, first-time caller. huge fan of the podcast. Super, super huge fan of Fly Rye and his birthday, actually. We actually share a birthday. It's crazy. Okay, guys. So I asked, is there a specific way to deal with conflict with a platonic friend of the opposite sex? Obviously, what we've been talking about with Nay. And the reason I asked that is because I have been at odds with, I'm not going to say who, but I have been at odds with one of my closest friends. And it's just been, we're pulling up. It might be a year, if not a few months, but like it's been a year since we rocked, talked, text, anything, right? Like I left the group chat. I don't like other friends in this sec know, like, oh, don't. Yeah. Like I didn't show up to like important events just because, and it's because something had transpired 2 years ago, but I found out
I found out a few months ago how that friend kind of, I don't want to put it on and say how she feels about me or views me as if it is this very specific thing or if it's this very singular thing. But in regard, I don't want to violate. So basically what I'm saying is I found out that this friend don't see me or feels as if she doesn't see me or respect me.
As because of such situation.
There you go. Mm. Because I've done this or exhibited these behaviors in this situation over here, it means that my opinion is null and void, or I'm a piece of shit over here. Mm-hmm. And when I heard that, I'm like, nah, I can't be me. Not me. I can't be.
Not you.
I can't be a piece of shit. Not the nigga that has dropped everything and made sure you was good. Not the nigga that will, you know, pick you over anything.
Whoever.
Not you can't be viewing me like this. So in typical Mouse fashion, I didn't address it. Just stop talking though. Like literally just stop talking though. Sounds with like no warning.
Sounds like somebody I know. Myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, just stop talking. Like we're just like
it's not hard.
And one of our other friends knows why. And so the thing is, in typical Mouse fashion, nobody knows what the fuck is going on. Niggas just see, oh, Mouse ain't fucking with such and such right now. Mm. And it do look like but I did tell one of our friends, I'm like, nah, this is what happened. And they were like, oh. But she said, I'm not getting in the middle of that. Yeah, I figured it out. So she thinks she mad at me for some reason. I'm upset with her for some reason. No, neither one of... Well, I know why, but she don't know that I know what I know.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been sitting here for a year in this very, very bad spot. Because it's my dog, man. I ain't talking to my dog about shit. Like, I'm shit fucked me up. And so it's like... I'm about to be 30. Well, I'm 32 now.
Yep.
I don't want to go another year like this. So how do I resolve this conflict with my friend?
Well, I would say for me, and I know how that is to not even want to go back to something that you just like, fuck it, you said this and you did that. You don't even want to, you believe it enough that you don't even want to talk about it. If you truly want to move forward with that person and or let that shit go and not think about it anymore, you have to hit that person up and at least ask them what was said. Or this is what you heard. This is what it is. You got to get all that out before anything can ever be good. Like, it's never going to get back to what it was if you don't express that you know what she said. Because it's just holding something in. You're never going to get over it. Because in the back of your head, she could do all the good in the world and be like, yeah, but you did this. And you act like it. You don't think that I know you said this. I'll never treat you the same. Like, I'll always half-ass this friendship, this love. And you're going to feel it, especially because you know how it feels for me to be full-on, like, caring. And you're never going to give your true, like, feeling to that person ever again if you don't talk to them about what they said. So yeah, if you don't do that,
Shay, where you at with it?
It's not a platonic friend, but I've had like falling outs with one of my like, she's damn near my sister, one of my best friends, and I think the longest we went without speaking to each other was 2.5 years, because the last time she quote unquote called herself, she stopped talking to me. I said, oh, you want to stop talking to me? Okay, so we're going to keep it there. And even after she tried to come back and apologize multiple times months later, I wasn't hearing it. So I literally did not cater to that friendship. I did not say a single word to her for like 2 years. And it took one day where I just kind of woke up and I was like, I miss my best friend. Like, it was like, I missed most of her first pregnancy. I wasn't there for none of that. Like I didn't even baby names, all that, like all the thing. And then to learn afterwards, like what she went through during that time, like I felt like shit for holding on to that grudge.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even about like when we spoke on it, it seemed so stupid. And even though we both said like things about each other, like at that point we're like, yeah, I didn't fucking mean that. I said that out of anger and spite because I knew it would hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but at the end, like in this very moment, like I need you back. Like I want my friend back. So it's water under the bridge to me. It's not even worth really discussing. Like we said what we said. It's 2 years down the road now. We are not those same people.
Hmm.
I want my friend back. And that's kind of like, and we've been stupid tight since, like group chat every single day. And it's been 4 years of us doing that since the 2 years of not speaking to each other. It's like I know there's a conversation that you want to have and you kind of want to get it off your chest, but at a certain point, what is the point of having that conversation? Besides bringing up bad blood and bad memories.
Yeah.
Not saying that you can't discuss it or like, I don't know. It's like a weird place. Like after a certain point, I don't care what you said. I just want my friend back.
Nah, yeah. I can't. I'll be real with you. I'll leave you in the dust.
Yeah. And I'm reaching that. I think that's why I even asked it, because I'm reaching that level. It's like, if we don't make this right soon,
then I don't need to make anything of it.
That'll
hurt you a lot more than anything else.
And that'd be the part that probably rips away at me worse than any breakup.
It does, but if you try to mend the situation by understanding what hurt you, that's the only way you're going to give that person your undivided attention when it comes to the friendship. If you can't do that, then there's nothing there. You never gonna really fuck her. Ever.
You know what I would say? I've been in similar situations. I haven't been in the same exact situation because, you know, I'm not you, of course, but I've been in very similar situations. And anybody who actually knows me, all of you guys, y'all are family, so y'all know me. I'm extremely fucking stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely stubborn. I'm talking about, I think it may have been my 25th or 26th birthday. Me and Cece, of course, best friends. We've been best friends since I was like 18 or something like that, 18, 19 years old. Me and Cece not talking. It's about my birthday. She ain't hit me up to say happy birthday. Nothing. Get a ring at the doorbell. I open the door. It's a delivery for Mac Wilds. And it's a fucking birthday cake. Nigga, she got like the illest birthday cake for me. It had like the Mac ring on it. It was made of a sneaker box. It was this. The shit was crazy. And my stubborn ass, not even being on some like looking at it as a white flag, I was like, what the fuck would she bring this here for? So I had, again, you guys know that I'm another big side of me. I'm a fucking nerd. So I have like the sword from Final Fantasy VII.
That big ass shit?
The big fucking Cloud's. I have Cloud's sword from Final Fantasy VII.
You're such a geek.
It's completely. And
meanwhile, I went to the comic book store today and felt like a geek, but no, you're out geeking me.
Son, shorty, I grabbed my sword. I think I had my little sister or somebody videotape it. And I literally just put the cake on the table, cleared off the whole table, and sliced it in half. I tried to break the table in half.
What's wrong
just,
with you?
Just to send it to her and be disrespectful. Like, don't send me no fucking cake. But I think looking back on it now and realizing how childish it was, you know, you start to kind of be like, dang, man, we wasted precious time that we actually could have we could have chopped it up and been, you know, got over it, right? The biggest thing for all of I'm saying all of that to say, the biggest thing right now, just as you said, you're about to hit another year, or you just hit another year, right? We're not getting any younger. Every day we're getting closer and closer to legit not being here anymore. And life is about experience. You got to really start to think, like, is this a person that you do not want to experience life with anymore? And if that is, then cut it off early. Get it done quickly. But if you can really see this person as your best friend, do what you can to mend. Like, nigga, I would reach out and be like, yo, let's go kick it. Like, let's go do something that we usually do, especially now that outside is starting to open back up. Yo, come on, let's go do something. And during that something, as it feels light, you guys can actually have a conversation. Because it feels light around you, because the energy is light around you, you can have a harder conversation that starts to that will begin to be a little lighter. It's not as heavy. You're not worrying about pissing anybody off, because you guys are already in a good place. It'll turn into, you know, remember that shit, yo, I was wilding. My bad. Or, you know, you was on some bullshit, my nigga. Y'all laughing, playing that fucking Dave and Buster's or some shit. Like, you just gotta gotta find that thing that can make the moment light, whether it's fucking a game night, fucking going out to get some pizza, and just chop up with your best friend, man. Cause, nigga, we are all seeing our friends, our family, people we don't know. Niggas is dying a day, bro. This life ain't promised. Tomorrow ain't promised. Go make amends.
You can't go into it expecting there to be, like, not even an apology. Like, you can't go into that heart of a conversation expecting them to acknowledge that they were wrong. Like,
don't go into it with expectations.
Yeah, it's a standoff of feelings. You felt the type of way about how they handled this. They felt the type of way about how you handled this. Okay, we disagree on this. How do we move forward? There is no right or wrong. Nobody is more right than the other. You can't go tit for tat into it if you want your friend back. It just has to be, we both fucked up. I fucking miss you.
And I love you.
What
man.
Are we doing next?
What's good?
Well, I hope you, Mr. Jones, got your answer to the question that you needed from your letter. Thanks for giving us not a relationship question yet again.
Praise God. We appreciate those.
It's like 2 weeks in a row.
We hope our answer helps you out in seeking your friend back or letting it drift away in your life. But thanks for calling.
Yeah. Thank you for calling in.
I'll be sure to write you guys an update later. Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, we'll do that.
And for everybody else, again, if you want to send a letter, you know, make sure you guys hit us up, guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Send a letter, listen to a letter, anything that's on your heart. If it's a relationship letter, you guys know what to do. Send a picture and make sure that you put a fake name, because if not, when Che reads it, she's gonna read your name, and if I read it, I'm gonna put you on blast.
And if you're a guy, no matter what, we're gonna like add loves white woman at the end of
your
name.
I could definitely see that happening.
Because you didn't put your own fake name. That's what we're gonna do.
All right, guys. I think it's time for our favorite part of this god dang show.
The part where we leave.
Skedaddle?
No. It is the Get the Draws playlist.
Oh god.
Yeah. Let's now understand, guys, it's Ramadan, so I can't really do anything until nighttime. Because at nighttime,
the freaks.
I's married now.
Shut the hell up. Shut the hell up. Let's do this, man. Let's get the hell out of here. This guy's horny.
Very much so.
You know this play. You know what this playlist. Also, you know, make sure you guys are tuned in, because come next month, May, there will be some special changes made to this playlist. Mm-hmm. So, you know, make sure y'all tapped in. Che, it's been a while. Drop the panty dropper.
I'm gonna go with Dead Man Walking, Brent Faiyaz.
Brent, oh,
Nice. Okay.
Fly Ride, what we got? Fly Ride.
Did we? I don't know if we use this. Did we use Twisted Slow Jams?
Yeah, we started over. So Let It Fly.
Twisted Slow Jams on there?
Oh, nah, that's not on there yet.
I don't think it was ever on there, actually.
Says she wants Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, that's where I'm gonna go. That's where I'm gonna go. Yeah. Yeah.
I like that. I like that. Mouse Jones, what you got for us, babe?
All right, going a little left here.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Artist name Budgie, B-U-D-G-I-E.
I was just hearing about him.
Yes, he's fire. His record, Want to Love You. Record's fire.
I check that out.
Huh?
I gotta check that out.
Yeah, that's your fire.
Look it up right now.
That shit is fire. Want to Love You. That shit is fire. Budgie, he you know, I don't even want to spoil it for y'all. Just I want everybody to listen to it. I know y'all gonna love it. Fly Ride.
Hold on, I got one. I got one.
It's on you.
You went. Thank you.
I got one for the ages, y'all.
Uh oh, the ages, not the ages.
I got one for the ages. It's something that everybody can appreciate. So I'm gonna go with In a Sentimental Mood by John Coltrane and Duke Ellington.
Wow. A lot of y'all won't even be able to appreciate that. Did a thing.
Yeah, I can't. Here's the thing. The ears don't work like that. These kids don't know.
The horn on that thing, that trumpet. Ooh. Y'all don't know music. A lot of y'all don't know music. So
they think they have no idea.
But they have no idea. MTV Diary.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
I'm glad you guys tuned in.
Yeah, man.
That's a four pack right there. That's a four pack right there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good four right there.
Yeah. I like night. That.
I hope somewhere somebody was helped, understood, heard, validated through the conversation we had today. And if not, gotcha, bitch.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We're gonna end the episode the same way we started it. I can already see it.
Bullshit.
Straight bullshit.
Let me drink this damn water.
Mac, end this shit before I go.
Yo,
please.
Make sure y'all following us on all social media platforms. Guys Next Door Pod. Make sure you continue to listen, rate, comment, and subscribe if you're listening on Apple. Make sure you join. Make sure your broke asses join, I said.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. The Patreon, community, the neighborhood. There's only one way to pick up your keys now, and that is by going to patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod and subscribing. That's it. Put some money on the snaps. And make sure you follow us and make sure you subscribe on YouTube, youtube.com/guysnextdoorpodcast. Y'all got anything coming up? Anything important? Nothing? No one?
It's Ramadan. I'm in the middle of praying, bro. That's
it's Ramadan. And when the sun go down, you're going to go, la, 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 la,
la, la, you know it. La, 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 la.
We'll see y'all on Thursday, baby.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.